My name is Carter Gansky. I am 18 years old. Today is the 11/29, and I'm speaking with Stacy Gansky, who is my mother. We're recording this interview in Fort Worth, Texas. And I just wanted to get to know, like, the background between you and Dad, I guess. So I want to know a little bit about the first time you and Dad met first.
Well, I had just transferred to Southwest Texas University, and he was already friends with the people I went to high school with. And so they asked me if I wanted to go to a party that night, and it was someone's birthday I didn't know. His name was Eric, and I said, sure.
So we, and that was Dad's birthday?
That was Dad's 18th birthday. And so we went, and they introduced me to your dad, and he was, of course, smiling.
I had, like, that's where I get it from.
The whitest teeth I've ever seen, and he was very tan. And I can remember he was wearing...
So he was wearing a turtleneck?
No, he was wearing a red shirt and white pants. And he was so cute. He had a full head of hair at that time. He wasn't...
Before he went bald.
Yeah, before he went bald. And he was just the happiest person and the nicest person I think I've ever met.
So, like, what was so special about him that...
He was just really interesting to talk to. He was just always happy. Always singing.
What would he sing?
Just whatever came to his mind. Just... He woke up singing. I mean, it was... It drove me crazy.
Where I got my music taste from. I used to play the piano all the time when I was younger.
He played the piano. He played the trombone in high school. And he liked all different kinds of music.
Yeah? What did y'all... Like, did y'all go on a date after that birthday? Or how did y'all continue the relationship?
He did get my phone number. And
y'all had phones back then.
Yeah. Did we have cell phones?
Landline. I don't know.
Probably a landline. Everyone didn't have a cell phone like they did today, like they do today. So yeah, since he was already friends with people I'd already known, we did go on a date, so to speak.
Where?
We just went on campus, and he took me to... He didn't have a piano, so he took me to their music room, Southwest Texas, and played the piano for me.
No, show off?
Show off. Trying to impress me, for sure. But that's the kind of stuff he did, you know. We didn't, like... go to the movies. He never really liked to go to the movies. He always did. We always floated down the river or something like that.
Something else.
Mm-hmm. Or we just hang out with the people we knew.
Did you go to Hawaii with him? Or when did you go to Hawaii?
Well, after I had dropped out of college, I went to Hawaii. Your grandmother sent me to Hawaii to go find myself.
And how did that go?
I mean, I didn't know anybody there at first, and, you know, I was shy, so I did a lot of growing up there. So I missed your dad so much, I flew him down to visit, and he had one more class left to graduate, and I thought Papa was going to kill me, but he didn't go back. He stayed for almost a year, And then, yeah, it was one of the best times we had. It was in Hawaii. Angie and Cohen came to visit. And,
they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Where did y'all live?
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
And,
like, how was the view? Could you, like, see the ocean and the...
We could definitely see the ocean when we woke up in the morning. And,
You told me about a time you, like, slept, like, on the beach, and then you woke up and the tide was in? Or is that someone else?
I think that was someone else.
Okay.
I'm not asleep on the beach. I need my bed. What is a quirky thing about him that you hated but loved at the same time? Probably the singing thing.
Or his smile.
I always liked his smile, but he also would never make a decision. Like, you could ask him a question, but he would have to think about it. Have to think about it, because he didn't want to make the wrong decision, so he... thought about it, and I usually would make the decision, and of course it would be the wrong decision, so then he would make a decision when it was safe.
Well, I know where I get that from.
Does that indecision. Sound familiar?
Lindsay. Well, thank you for telling me about him. I think I learned a lot about you two today.
Well, I'm glad. Glad you learned a lot about your dad.
And again, this was recorded in Fort Worth, Texas on 11/29, 2018. Thank you for listening.